Hey friends, we're almost into December. I want to ask you a question today. When is the last time, be honest with me, when was the last time that you stopped and really spent time thinking about heaven? Thinking about what it will look like, what it'll be like, what it'll feel like. There's no experience that we have ever had on earth or that we could ever have on earth than what we'll experience in heaven. How would the spiritual practice of things about heaven change your life on earth? If you got into the spiritual practice of thinking about heaven on a consistent basis, would that change your life on earth? I talk so often about a heavenly perspective. And you know, the older I get, the more I think about heaven. And when I allow myself to stop in the midst of busyness, to stop in the midst of turmoil, to stop in the midst of times that I don't feel joy, if I allow myself to think about heaven, the joy is there. If I allow myself to think about heaven, the peace is there. If I allow myself to stop and think about heaven, my hope is restored. And it brings me peace. I want to encourage you to make it a spiritual habit to stop and to consider heaven. And if you are someone, if asked, will you go to heaven when you die, and you can't 100% with certainty say absolutely, then you need to read your Bible. Because our Bible shares with us so beautifully and so clearly that anyone who professes faith in Jesus Christ and places their trust in Him, if you have an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ, there's nothing that can keep you out of heaven. And that's an amazing fact that every person needs to know. Let's pray. Lord, when I consider heaven, I smile. When I consider a place of beauty, I smile. When I consider the fact that there's no point of reference or no way for me even to imagine anything accurately about how wonderful heaven will be, it makes me excited, Lord. There will be a day with no more crying and pain, no more hurting people, no more unfair things that happen to good people. No more depression, no more mental illness, no more cancer. Absolute awe and beauty in the presence of the Father. And Lord, I yearn for that. I yearn for home. I'm homesick for heaven. I want it to be a spiritual practice, an often spiritual practice of thinking about being in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for what's ahead. Regardless of what I'll run into today in my day, I can't wait for what you have in store for me. keep me patient for that, Lord, but at the same time, make me excited for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.